From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, we talk about the political impact of the Iraq War here in the U.S. and how it's affecting the presidential election. But first, a new president for Iraq. Ghazi al-Yawar is a Sunni Muslim who was the preferred candidate of the Iraqi Governing Council. He accepted the post after the American's choice, Adnan Pachici, turned the job down. In Washington today, President Bush praised the Iraqis who will soon take control of their country.
The new 33-member cabinet announced today reflects new leadership drawn from a broad cross-section of Iraqis. Five are regional officials, six are women, and the vast majority of government ministries will have new ministers.
Joining us now from Baghdad is Edmund Sanders of the Los Angeles Times. Edmund, tell us more about this new president, Ghazi al-Yawar.
Yawar was the current president on the governing council. He was the one in the position this month. He was very popular among the council, and he was, as you mentioned, their choice to become the president in the new interim government. He's a civil engineer. He studied, I think, in Saudi Arabia and was president of a technology company there.
And how is the impasse resolved between the U.S. and the governing council over who would be the next president?
I think it was resolved. They tried to do it diplomatically. Clearly, the council was favoring Sheikh Yawar, and Pachici, I think, decided to withdraw his name, and that's what they said today. Although he expressed a few bitter feelings about it. I think he was upset that some members of the governing council had spoken out against him publicly, and he expressed that today in a press conference.
Pachici.
Yes, Pachici did.
So what was the source of the disagreement between the two sides?
I don't think they had any disagreement. I think it just each side had had somebody that they would have preferred. And I think that you could argue possibly that Sheikh Yawar is a little bit more independent. He's a little bit more of an unknown. Pachici was somebody that the U.S. and the U.N., they were more familiar with. He was somebody who believed that American forces were still needed here and an American presence was still needed here. But actually, I think that Sheikh Yawar, in many ways, believes the same thing. So it was a little bit of a political battle. I don't know how really significant in the long term, you know, it will turn out to be. And everyone today has seemed to be wanting to move on from that and not really discussing it as much.
And what happens now that this interim government has been named?
Well, for the next month or so, I think, you know, they unveiled a list of 33 cabinet members. Most of them are unknown. Only two of them are actually from the governing council. I think that we'll probably spend the next month getting up to speed on the ministries that they're going to be taking over, possibly introducing themselves to the people of Iraq who really know very little about them. And I think you'll just see preparation for the June 30th handover.
And there was more violence in Iraq today as this announcement was being made. Tell us more about that.
I was inside most of the day, but it was actually a little bit telling of the whole overall situation in Iraq today, because as they were having these ceremonies and speeches and attempting to have some pomp and circumstance inside the a former Saddam museum, you could hear explosions going on outside, mortars landing close enough that people were jolted and taking cover a little bit. So it was a very stark reminder of that there are a lot of challenges and a lot of security challenges still to be met in Iraq.
Edmund Sanders of the Los Angeles Times speaking to us from Baghdad. Thank you.